21CL Radio.
Hi everyone, Jamie and Michael here, and we're going to give you some ideas for nerdy stuff you can read this summer.
Yeah, I mean, what better things to do on a Friday, right? Here we are on a wonderful Friday day.
Gorgeous outside today in Shanghai, which is rare, but we're in a basement.
Now, did you put books or did you talk about blogs or
I have couple web seminars that you can listen to, too.
Oh, okay, cool. Actually just focused on books. That was pretty lazy of me.
Oh, that's okay.
I just went to my Amazon account and went through and looked at books and stuff that I read or have upcoming and said, as my suggestions.
So as a fair warning, as a warning, Michael actually recommended things he's read that he likes.
Yes.
I recommended things that I'm actually planning on reading.
See, you're braver. You're braver.
So
you're
they
taking
may
a risk.
Be horrible books, just so you know. But if you read them, you can tell me that they were bad, because I'm going to read them too.
Even before we get started, what podcast do you think people should listen to?
Wait, well, they should obviously listen to ours
right.
this summer, because we will be continuing it during the summer. So you should log on to 21clradio.com.
That's it. Should we just stop there or continue?
And then you can read our summer reading list.
No. Oh, yeah, really? Ha, 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 ha. We could bounce back and forth.
All right.
Do one, you do one.
So, Michael, what should they read first?
Well, just as the outset, I only read nonfiction books because I am trying to improve myself. Is that what we talked about last week?
Yes.
Something like that? I can go down and look at it. Yes. I want to get better. That's what we said.
Well, I also read fiction because I like being entertained.
See, you're good. I'm just, what actually really proves to the world is how boring I am, because my wife reads fiction and we share an account with Amazon,
but you don't share books.
Yeah, I don't think we ever read the same book. All right, my first one is called The Innovators, How a Group of Hackers, Geniuses, and Geeks Created the Digital Revolution. And that's a great book. So it talks about the history of computing all the way back to about 1800s, or even a little bit further than that, just the general concept of mm-hmm. computing and creating algorithms and stuff like that. And that's by Walter Isaacson, who wrote the Steve Jobs book. Mm-hmm. I think he wrote an Einstein book as well, so he's quite popular. So that's
a
good
one. Recommended that one before. I should eventually read it.
It's very long. It's I can't remember, it was 700 or 800 pages.
I don't know. I'm not that nonfiction-y.
Longer than it needs to be, I think. So what do you recommend?
All right. So it's kind of fun because normally Michael and I basically say the same thing mm-hmm. in different ways. But this time I actually have very different books than Michael does because mine are a lot of STEM related books. Mm, so science and a lot of science and math.
All those physics
in there.
Books, yeah.
And no, I don't have a physics textbook. But the first one is Succeeding with Inquiry in the Science and Math Classrooms. That's more geared towards middle school and elementary
that
level.
Would be some great beach time
yep,
reading.
Yeah, absolutely. Learn all about inquiry. You know what? You told them to read about the history of coding.
So that seemed interesting to me.
Well, mine seems interesting to me.
All right. Okay.
So what should they read next?
Oh, okay. On my list. So I was just looking at your Amazon thing there. Okay. Next up is Creativity, Inc. Overcoming the Unseen Forces That Stand in the Way of True Inspiration.
Ooh.
And that's a fun book. Have you ever heard of the guys who made Toy Story?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's about, it's by them. It's by that group.
Okay.
And they talk about just the process that they go through and how they're actually quite critical and do thousands of changes and do quite a bit of failure. That it's all about the story, but that they have to have a group of four or five. That's the brain trust that has equal weight, even though in the company they actually don't. But at that time at the table, they have equal weight in criticizing stories and giving suggestions. And
that's
you have
awesome.
To have that culture that allows you to get away with that and be willing to say, this is just terrible. I don't care if it's a year's work. We have to be perfect.
Wow. So how to be creative.
Yeah, just the concept
of... Very specific example.
Building trust to promote creativity.
That's awesome.
And the power of story.
So that could totally be applied to a school culture or a classroom culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So the other one that I want to read is called The App Generation.
Oh, okay, cool.
And we actually
Yeah, is that by What's her name?
It's Howard Gardner and...
That's not a her.
No, Howard Gardner and
Katie Davis
worked together to write this book. And we interviewed Katie Davis at the 21st Century Learning Conference. And so I want to read this because...
Because she hung out with Howard Gardner. That's why we were excited to talk to her.
So it's about the app generation. It's about kids today and how apps and being connectivity has affected them.
Right. She talked about app dependent.
Right.
Versus app. I can't remember the other word she used. One is app-enabled. App-dependent versus app-enabled.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, no, she was good. So she's at 21clradio.com as well. Interview number 4 or 5 or something like that.
So the next one you have is Console Wars?
Yeah, so Sega, Nintendo, and the battle that defined a generation. So I love startup books generally, mm-hmm. and this one is cool because it talks about the huge fight that happened in the beginning.
Oh,
so
okay.
Where Nintendo, I mean, there was Atari and then that fell apart. But then Nintendo came out and was just the juggernaut, the monster, and how Sega was able to come in and make huge inroads against them. And the competition and the huge fight they had to go through, the true console wars that they had to become successful, and the decisions that they made, and the faith that they followed to keep pushing through, and et cetera, et cetera. So if you like a book that is startup and talks about competition and failure, that's a good book.
All right.
It's more of a story than anything.
Well, it's almost fiction, except.
Almost fiction. Yeah. It does have some fictional elements to it. That's right. There's heroes and all that in the story. Sure.
There you go. The next one I'm going to read, I'm actually not reading. This is the NSTA NGSS Web Seminars. So if you've heard... You know, you can't make me feel like a nerd when you're talking.
No, it's okay, because this podcast is attracts different crowds, right? And so your crowd is going to be like, whoa, my gosh, this sounds good. I mean, it's got the science standards on there.
What I know, it's amazing. So the NSTA, the National Science Teachers Association, put out a whole series of webinars on how you teach to the next generation science standards.
Okay.
Which is very helpful.
Right. Okay.
And so I'm going to sit on the beach and learn how to write science curriculum.
Yeah, why not? And look at the reviews are so great on Amazon. Oh, wait, it's not on Amazon.
It's not on Amazon.
Yeah, okay. All right. My next one is Talk Like TED, the 9 Public Speaking Secrets of the World's Top Minds.
Ooh.
And so I gave in August or October a TED-like talk. Remember at the Learning 2.0 mm-hmm. conference? You were there. Mm-hmm. And so I read this. And it just talked about ways to do it.
Oh, and you did really well.
Oh, well, thank you. It must have been because of the book.
So well, there you go.
It just gives you good ideas, you know, the power of having a story, having sort of a, you have to have a surprise at some point in it, and then a lesson that you've learned, and then you have to expose yourself or, you know, be open, you know, because that's what everybody wants to see, to get up on stage and just make a fool of yourself. And they'll think, oh, there, but for the grace of God goes high, something like that.
Mm. Hmm. Well, that's, I would read that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I don't know if you'll read my next one, though.
Yeah, let's see what it said. What's
your math problem? Yeah. So this is about problem solving and the progression of learning how to solve story problems.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There are different types and how to use strategies, how to teach those strategies, and how to scaffold the process.
Your stuff is action-oriented.
Yes.
That's what makes it good.
Well, but your stuff is more probably storyline and interesting to read.
No, mine's boring nonfiction.
All right. So that's the next one I'm going to read about math curriculum.
Okay.
Which is, it's actually a very good book, and it's very practical. So okay. If you want to read it to use in your, but it would very much be elementary level, maybe middle school.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. My last one, I think it's my last one, is It's Complicated, The Social Lives of Network Teens by Dana Boyd. Interesting thing about Dana is she doesn't capitalize the D in Dana or the B in Boyd. So whenever you send it out, people always think you're doing it wrong. So,
but this book looks really interesting. It's one that I actually have on my Kindle but have not read yet.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It runs a little long, but we've talked about it on this show before, but it lets you know that the kids aren't as bad as everybody thinks that they are, that they're using the internet to do social activities and socialize with each other, which is exactly what they do in person anyways, that they enjoy being in person, but they also enjoy doing this. It doesn't, isn't that one necessarily substitutes for the other? Like the fear is that they won't be able to speak to each other again.
Yeah.
We're wired just to have face-to-face communication. That's not going to change. It's hard to kiss somebody over the internet.
That is true.
So, or hug them or whatever a teenager wants to do. And that since in a lot of ways we've made it impossible for kids to hang out in groups anymore. Like they're not supposed to go to the malls. They're not supposed to do this. Otherwise, they're in sports that are specifically organized. They're the independent sort of, really to be independent is tough for them. So they do it this way through social networks.
Yeah. Yeah. So this one, I watched a web seminar by Dana.
Oh.
And
Dana, lowercase Dana?
Yes.
Yes.
Dana Boyd.
Okay.
lowercase. Yeah. It was really interesting. So that's one that I definitely want to read as well.
Okay.
And I have two more. So the NSTA comes out with a list of trade books. So like picture book type books that they each year that are kind of the best ones that have come out. So
best picture books of the year.
Yeah. Well, and they're obviously science related, but oftentimes we have more trouble bringing science-related books into our kind of read-alouds in your classrooms and things like that. Right. So this is a great list, and I kind of want to take it to the library and see if I can find any of them
Okay.
and read them. And then the last one is Exemplary STEM Programs, Designing for Success. So this is a book that shows different schools that actually are doing STEM and doing it well and gives examples of them. And I'd like to read about it.
Okay, so you could just grab some straight ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll be teaching third grade, right?
Yes.
Next year, so you won't be a STEM coach. Will you still find yourself looking towards these kinds of things?
I mean, the math and the science, succeeding with inquiry and the math, what's your math problem, all of those are very much practical. You can apply them to your classroom. Okay. The STEM program, I'm just honestly curious. No one seems to agree what STEM actually looks like or means, so I'm kind of curious what this guy thinks it means.
Okay. And then I am sure you know what it means. It means physics, right? So
yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
STEM equals physics.
STEM equals physics. Got it.
Quote me on it and tell my boss. All right, so that's our nerdy summer reading list. You can find us at 21clradio.com, and you could add in the comments section your own ideas for what we should read.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.